Blog Talk Radio.
Come into your God.
come into your heart. So come into your heart. Come into your heart.
Well, good evening. Good evening. I hope you had a great week. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it, like Prophet Randy says. Today is Saturday, March 19th, 2022. I'm Carmen. I'll be your host for tonight. And I pray you had a wonderful week, especially with this hour change that many people were like a little bit tired during the week. I seen some of my coworkers coming in at the last minute because they wanted to get that extra few minutes of sleep. Let's get on with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We ask you, Father God, to cleanse us with the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for letting us have this kind of platform to be able to share, to be able to pray for people, to be able to prophesy over people, to be able to teach people how to live for you, Lord. And we just pray tonight that you give us ears to hear and understanding. We ask you, Father God, to help us to receive the word and to live it from the inside out. We ask you, Father God, that sometimes the words are hard, but they're there to help us, Father God. But we come with grace, Father God. Help me to give that word with grace so that the hearer will hear it and walk and be triumphant in their lives for your glory. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless each and every one of them, people on PGN, the ministers, the PGN family, Lord. Bless them, cover them, protect them, keep them, and help them to continue giving you glory in Jesus' name. Well, amen, amen to that. Tonight, I'd like to talk about a topic that we really haven't been hearing a lot in preaching because the preachers are getting off on other subjects, and many people are not focusing on living the way that God wants us to live, to keep our lives clean, so that we can be that bride when he comes without spots and wrinkles, right? The Lord has been showing me these things about jealousy. And at first I didn't understand it, and it makes sense because we're in this season now where this spirit is increasing. But we have to understand what it is, how it approaches us, and how it approaches others to allow them to use them. Okay, and so God doesn't want us to be used, to allow ourselves to be used by this spirit, and he alone can be jealous because he is God. Nobody else can have, I mean, there is a good sense of jealousy, but we'll get into that, and I'm going to give you examples of it so that you learn to recognize it and, you know, keep from that because this spirit is dangerous. Okay, so I'm going to give you some of the different definitions of jealousy. It has many ways it appears, but it doesn't come in a jealousy emotion because jealousy is not it's an act, right? But it comes through different avenues and different spirits. So jealousy, let's take a look. Jealousy in the Bible, in psychology, is defined as jealousy is a complex emotion that encompasses feelings ranging from suspicion to rage to fear to humiliation. It strikes people of all ages, gender, and sexual orientation, and is most typically aroused when a person perceives a threat to a valued relationship from a third party. The threat may be real or imagined. That's one of the ways jealousy operates. The Webster Dictionary says jealousy and envy are either are used interchangeably. They're synonymous. Both jealousy and envy are often used to indicate that a person is coveted, marked by an inordinate desire for wealth or possession, or for another's possession. Basically, jealousy and envy are words used to say the same thing. Someone wants what you have, or you want what someone has, because it could operate in your life, it could operate in somebody else's life. And there are many scriptures that will talk about jealousy, and I'll just touch on maybe one or two. Exodus 34:14. For you shall worship no other God, for the God whose name is jealous is a jealous God. See, God is jealous. God alone can be jealous, and that's his name. In scripture, we see jealousy marked in when Cain killed Abel. But why did Cain kill Abel? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Saul wanting to kill David because Saul was jealous of David because David was earning the respect of all these people and all these accolades, and they preferred him over Saul. And so Saul wanted to eliminate him. David also wanted another man's wife, so he killed her husband. There are many, many, see, with David, in David's case, he operated in it, and it was operated against him. There are many, many more forms of jealousy. let me look here. James 3:16, for where there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil kind of evil. Okay, so evil of every kind. And so such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peace-loving, gentle, accommodating, full of mercy and good fruit, partial and sincere. Okay, so in Romans, it says in Romans 2:8, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow wickedness, there will be wrath and anger. 2 Corinthians 12:20, for I am afraid that when I come, I may not find you as I wish, and you may not find me as you wish. I fear there may be quarreling, jealousy, rage, rivalry, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder. James 3:14, but if you harbor bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast in it and deny the truth. Let's see, there's other ones. God isn't pleased with this spirit. It's very dangerous. 1 Corinthians 3:3, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there are among you envying and strife and division, and are ye not carnal and walk as men? So God is saying, when we walk in all these things, that's carnality. That's not walking in the spirit. And as we have read, it doesn't matter what age you are, who you are, it's going to try to operate in you. And I'm going to give you some examples of that. Jealousy uses people to stop them, to try to hinder their and block them from their momentum, even their purpose. So another person can be so jealous of you that they'll try to stop you. That has been in marriages where God has a calling on one of the spouses. The other one will get jealous because they want that person for them, and they don't want that person to be serving in ministry. There could be a spirit of jealousy, and they get angry. You see this in marriages, this love-hate relationship. That's a spirit of jealousy operating there. So let's see. I pray. I pray that God will show you the spirit and how it operates in your life and how it operates with others against you. All right? So I hope it becomes clear. But it's so vast. Kind of, I'm just taking a little portion of it and giving you somewhat of it. This spirit doesn't have its own emotion. It operates through other emotions. Right? So think of it, you put the word jealousy in the middle. Right? And it's like a spider with a lot of legs. You have anger. Jealousy will operate in anger, right? Have you seen when somebody gets angry because somebody's getting favoritism or a spouse is with somebody else and the wife or the husband, they get angry, that spirit of jealousy arises. It comes out, that spirit of jealousy comes out through gossip, through murder. And envy is the same thing. If you ever see it, envy is the same thing as jealousy. It tries to destroy other people's character. You'll see that in offices. Let me see here. There was so much more that I wanted, but I have to condense the information that I have. We can see this spirit operating in marriages, in families, among siblings, even within the child and the parent. There's been jealousy within them, and they'll treat them different. We see this with Joseph and his brothers, where the brothers wanted to kill him. We see this in business. We see this in schools and, you know, among employees, the teachers, and things like that. You know, there's jealousy with this teacher or that teacher. in your jobs. You see that with coworkers. You know, when you try to do something, they don't like it. They don't want. They'll go against it. They'll ruin your character. Talk about you, because there's a spirit of jealousy. There are people that are living carnally. So we need to walk in the opposite of jealousy, and that's humility. Humility says, I recognize this person has more talent than me. This person, I can learn from this person. This person may have a spiritual anointing, a prayer anointing, and I can use them to pray for me. That's humility, recognizing that you need others and that others need you. So jealousy will say, I can do this better. You see this in churches, in the choir, where they're singers and they got bit. Oh, well, I can sing better than them. I can do it better than them. And because they don't like it, they'll leave a church. And I've seen this in recently in one of the churches that I know of, there's been changes. And the pastor there wants to do things differently. So the wife is the one that's doing things. She's not the perfect singer, and she doesn't do things perfectly, but he's using her more. Because of that, people got up and left, and they don't give grace. They just, you know, criticize. So you may find somebody that's nicer than you, prettier than you, something more. There's always going to be somebody with something more than you. And you have to watch out for that spirit of jealousy and know that there's something in them that you can seek in humility to receive it for you and for others, and not to be jealous of them and tearing them down and talking bad about them, because that just shows that you're carnal. You're not walking in the spirit. This spirit, if left unchecked, can bring mental illness. Eventually, people will start changing. If they don't leave, they don't check that spirit out, they could end up even ministers. Ministers that once had an anointing, wonderful anointing, can begin operating in this spirit, and then their teaching and their preaching starts changing. They can end up being cultic because they're better than anybody. Nobody else has the word that they have. And I'll give you examples of that. On the other hand, jealousy, really, what it really is insecurity. When a person walks in jealousy, they're insecure. And so we have to be careful with that. We have to learn to recognize this, to get this out of our lives, because we want what's inside of us to be pleasing in the gardens of our life, to be beautiful, pleasing unto the Lord. No one should, the spirit of jealousy feels like it's being replaced. Cain killed his brother Abel because Abel's offering was favored. Abel gave the offering that was a pleasing aroma unto God. Yet others became jealous because Abel had given what was better. And Cain, instead of checking his heart, he became angry. He became depressed, the word of God says. He was depressed. So see, that spirit of jealousy will come in and destroy the person that's operating in that. They become jealous. They have mental illnesses. And the depression is a mental illness. So God is the only one that can be jealous. He's the only one that can be jealous for us, because he created us and we are his. And we don't belong to anybody else. And so when he gets angry, when we open ourselves to other gods that are really not gods. So that spirit of depression will bring depression. I mean, that spirit of jealousy will bring depression. It'll bring murder, like we've seen with Saul wanting to murder David, Joseph's brother wanting to murder him, David murdering Bathsheba's husband. So we have to see that these are emotions. That resentment is another one. So anger, depression, murder, and resentment, those are emotions that the spirit of jealousy, you know, kind of gloves into, and they pair up with one another to help each other. And so we have to watch out for that. Watch out for your emotions. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I angry? Why am I angry at this person? You know, is it really because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing? Or is it because I'm jealous because they have favor and I don't? Okay? So you have to be careful that you're not the one being used by that spirit, because if you are, God, it's not going to be good for you. You're walking in carnality, and you shouldn't be walking in it. So, my dearly beloved, we need to walk in grace. And remember, we talked about that last week, that the week or the week before, that the enemy was trying to hit me so hard, not letting me get that word in. But in the name of Jesus, I got the word in one way or another. So we're to bring each other up. We're supposed to look at one another as God sees us. When we correct somebody else, we have to do it with a godly fear, knowing that we can be corrected too. We can't think that we're all that and a bag of chips. We also can be corrected. So when we correct others, know that you can be corrected too. So don't point the finger if you don't want three fingers pointing back at you. We are here to lift up, not tear down. When we help other people, we're not supposed to tear them apart. That's what a spirit of jealousy does, makes a person look terrible in the eyes of others so that they look how wonderful and spiritual I am. And you're not really walking in spirituality. You're really walking in carnality. And so earlier in this week, God was giving me examples, and I'm like, why am I getting all these examples? And then, I mean, they were just flooding. These examples were flooding in my mind, and I realized, oh, this is talking about a spirit of jealousy. So I'm going to give you the first example. A person who hates the person they are jealous of, but they act like them, exactly like them. That person will may even talk like them, dress like them, act like them. That person is jealous, and sometimes that jealousy in that person will try to will try to keep that person out of groups, yet they're acting just like them. And that happens a lot among women and little girls and even, you know, children, because they're so immature. And men do too, but they have their ways of doing it and disguising it. And it's it's harder to see it in men because they disguise it so well, but it's really obvious in women because it's out there. So they act like each other. They talk like each other. So there was this, I'm trying to gather my thoughts to bring it out to you. So Saul, for example, was jealous of David because David was getting all these accolades. David was doing all these great things, and people were praising him, and Saul couldn't stand it. So that jealousy was destroying him, and it did destroy him in the end. He was just going mad that even David had to play the harp and play for him so those spirits would go away, because Saul was depressed with these things because he was jealous of what other people had, of what David had. And so there we can see how that spirit was operating, in that spirit of jealousy. And we're going to be seeing a lot of this in these end times. We're going to see this in leaders operating in that spirit of jealousy. They're going to kill people like it's nothing, like if they're flies, because of that strong spirit of jealousy. They think they are a god and that they can do whatever, and they don't have to listen to anybody. They don't walk in humility. They don't have any humility. They walk in that spirit of envy and jealousy, and they're fighting against countries and things like that. And that's going to increase, unfortunately, and that's why we need to push it back with our prayers. So we see David. The second one, in my life, I saw this pastor and his wife. They took admiration to a different level. They admired the senior pastor of the church that they were going to a different level. They acted like them. The wife even dressed like the pastor's wife, even had the same haircut, same hair color, everything, would dress like her, that people from a distance would think it was them. And so this pastor and his wife, they told the pastor that they wanted to start a ministry of their own. And the pastor said, no, no, it will bless you. You can go somewhere else that's not in this city because you're doing competition with me. And he had been with him for many years. He says, we'll bless you and, you know, we'll send you off to another, but not here. And so this pastor was mad and didn't listen. And he went off and started a church. Eventually, these pastors wanted their own church. They went and they started the church right across the street, a funeral home. And guess what? Years later, I saw the pastor and he looked like a mess. He looked like life had chewed him up and spit him out. He couldn't walk right. And there seemed to be no activity in the church where he was at. He did his own thing. But in our city, we had a guest speaker, and this guest speaker went to this one church. I went to hear this guest speaker. This was many years ago. And this pastor was there. And at the end, this pastor was talking about honoring those around, you know, in ministry around us, you know, honoring. So this pastor went to talk to this minister at the end of the service, and they did some heavy-duty praying. He looked a mess. He was not a happy camper. He looked bitter. And so we know that everybody knew. I mean, when you walk in that, everybody sees it. Whether you try to hide it, everybody sees it. So he left, and still today, I drive by, I don't see much activity in that church. So this is what happens when that spirit of jealousy is not walking in humility and honoring others, and you're talking bad about others, and it acts like the other person that they are being jealous of, you have to be really careful. The second example that I have, a person may be secretly, like with families. It could be brothers and sisters being jealous with one another. That's an obvious one. But what's not obvious is when parents, their child is jealous of the parents, and they treat the parents with this jealousy, with this anger, with this rage, and they hate them, and they don't want their parents, but yet they act just like the parents and want to be just like the parents. But this child does not, in their ignorance, they don't understand. Well, it could be an adult child, too. It could be a daughter against a mother, a daughter against a father, or vice versa. You see mothers being jealous of the daughters and wanting to dress up and act like the daughters. And it's a love-hate relationship. That spirit of jealousy is creeping up in that relationship. And in the end, what the enemy does is separates. It's not healthy. It separates the family. It causes strife and division and gossip and tearing down of each other's characters, looking at faults. This also happens with people that are dating. They may begin, dating fine, and then they start finding faults with one another. They find faults with one another, and I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted here because I'm trying to do several things at the same time, operating my phone, and then there's messages coming in, and I'm trying to get my thoughts out to you. All right, so here with the parents, let's say, because the things that are done between family relationships, you know, comes in with other spirits to try to cause strife and division. And that the other person that's walking in that strife against the other person that really they are wanting to be like, they tear them down. Eventually, they don't realize it gets worse and worse, and that person ends up with all kinds of emotions. And they'll cry out, and they think that they're right. They think they're right when they're operating in this spirit, but they don't realize that the enemy has lied to them. The third example of jealousy and pride, a pastor lady that I had, I was a military wife, and by obligations, we had to move every 3 years. And so we moved to different places. We moved overseas, and in one of the churches that we were at in overseas, one of the lady pastors was a military wife, and her husband had to leave. They had new orders, and so we had a new pastor coming in, a new lady pastor coming in that was replacing the old pastor. Well, she wasn't old. She was a young lady. Well, once we got to know her, you know, well, everybody was wondering how she's going to be, you know, who she is. So they had her in place. And what ended up happening was that the one that was originally there started getting jealous. And we all started noticing it. We met the new lady pastor, and we loved her. We love both of them, actually. I mean, I love both of them. But anybody that did not agree with the younger pastor that was originally there that ended up getting walking in jealousy, when if you didn't agree with her, she started preaching from the pulpit things attacking you indirectly. And people would look at each other like, we know who she's talking about. And so she used the pulpit to attack the dislikes that she personally had operating in that spirit of jealousy. And everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. And the only one that looked bad was the one that was leaving. Later on, this other lady was like, oh, my God. And we realized why she was being attacked so much, because she was so anointed. She was a woman of prayer. And, I mean, a lot of things happened that I've never seen happening in other churches. You know, she was a true deliverer. She was humble, and she got a lot of attacks from people that were carnal. And so that's another example. Another example. I hope that you're starting to see it, and then you're going to be able to see it in your own life. Another pastor who was also jealous of a senior pastor from one of the churches that I used to be in. This senior pastor was awesome. He knew how to gather people. He knew how to teach. And this pastor that left his church, because he was part of that church, once he started his own church, he would badmouth. And we knew who he was talking about. And sometimes he would call it out by name and was talking and tearing this other pastor apart. He did not like him. He was jealous of him. Yet, years later, I mean, like about, let's say, 11 years ago, there was a preaching, and he himself spoke about jealousy, and he gave an awesome preaching about jealousy. But the thing was that he didn't learn to recognize it himself. And years later, things happened that people realized that he was walking in that spirit of jealousy because he was so insecure in himself. He didn't believe in what God had done in him. He gave some awesome preachings, and God used them to be a deliverer and all that stuff. But years later, he went to Europe, and his little church was small. He didn't have a big church. He got in contact with a group of religious people from an Anglican church or something like that, and they offered him up a title. Entitled only, but they believed differently from how he believed. But he liked the idea because it entailed a position, a higher position. And so everybody, I could feel it, that the wife wasn't in agreement. Other people weren't in agreement, but he liked it. Next thing you know, they're wearing these garments like in the Catholic Church with the hat and everything, like a bishop and this and that. Oh, the bishop, this and that. So, and all of a sudden, he was ordaining people left and right, people that shouldn't have been even ordained. It was like, you follow these rules and you get ordained to be a pastor. It wasn't like it was called from God. It was just because you follow these rules and you do this and you do that, and then you can become a pastor. And so little by little, because of that spirit of jealousy, he operated and found things to make him important. But yet these things were distorting the doctrine that he once had and he once followed. He changed later on in that spirit of jealousy. And he's a different person. And he was mean. He was mean. So this is what ends up happening. He had a Spanish-speaking group where there was his pastor, but the pastor said, you know what, I can't live off of what you're giving me. Can I get a raise? So he didn't give him a raise. And so that pastor had nothing better to do than to leave because he needed to feed his family. So that position was open. And look how jealousy operates. This is the same person that's still operating in jealousy. He makes it a big deal of sending throughout the world these poor churches that he had been in, that he was leading and helping, and let everybody know that this position was open. How are you going to be giving a position to somebody that doesn't speak the language to be a pastor of that ministry? Well, people from the church all end up applying, and it was a long, dragged-out ordeal, a big deal, because he was having another pastor in the church that he was going to pick. So it took about a year. Finally, they closed that down, and he picked his pick. He picked somebody from the church doing something, you know, nothing of the other world, and he wasn't even a pastor. Well, he forces this man to get married because he had a girlfriend before he got to that position that he wanted him married before he became a pastor. He forced him. So it wasn't ordained of God. They just forced this kid to do this. So this guy starts ministering. Guess what? When he starts ministering, he goes up to the pulpit and he starts talking about these ministers that are so mean. And he starts talking about these people that are walking in the spirit. You know, he didn't actually say that it was jealousy, but he was describing his senior pastor. And the senior pastor was squirming in his chair, and he was describing him. And so I noticed that later on, this young minister, his preaching started changing because he had to conform with what was in the church, what his senior pastor was asking. So we have to be careful. We have to walk in truth. And sometimes when others tell us to do something, we have to leave that and follow what God says. So so you see, this spirit can kill you. It can kill your purpose. It'll kill your purpose if you allow it and you don't walk in humility. And I think that's it. I think I have more stuff, but I think I'll leave that at that because I want to minister tonight. And I have 2 hours left to minister tonight. If you raise your hand, dial one, you'll be placed in the queue. And then I'll get to you for a prayer or a prophecy, okay? So let me begin. The first number I have here is 910-709, your name and where you're from.
My name is Sylvia. I'm from North Carolina.
Okay. I think I've spoken with you before, Miss Sylvia.
Let me
pray for you.
Yes.
All right. Let me mute you, and then I'll pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Miss Sylvia, Father God. Lord, we just lift her up to you, Lord. Any ailments, any sicknesses, Lord, we just pray, Father God, you breathe the breath of life in her body, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the calling that you have on her life. I pray, Father God, that you breathe life into that calling, Father God, even more so than that she's ever experienced before, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just, I see your knees. I don't know if it's physical knees or spiritual knees, maybe the knees of prayer, you know, when we kneel down, or maybe you have an ailment with your knees. I don't know. But we pray for those knees, that spiritual or physical knee, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just pray, Father God, that you touch her, you minister to her, and blow that revival in her spirit, in her soul, to do what you have called her to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Miss Sylvia, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
How have you been? How has your week been?
I've just been battling some things, but I, you know God is going to heal me. And I think I'm not sure. You said knees or my fit, my actual knees on my body is what you're referring to. Yeah, I've had some trouble with more or less like going down into the legs, but I, you know I'm going to be healed, that I am healed. But
yes,
yes,
we prayed. We prayed.
Yes, and I can so identify.
Yes, ma'am.
I can identify with what you were talking about as far as the church is concerned. It's like some jealousy there, and I'm not able to operate, and I'm not even able to, you know, pray for anyone. Well, it's a lot of us that are not able to, and so it's a lot of things. So, you know, but God says that no man can stop your calling, but you do go through those things in the church, and I've been going through it now for about 2 years. But I'm just saying there because the Lord told me I had to stay there. And sometimes those things will grow us up, you know, if it's something that we have to, you know, like we have to learn humility. And a lot of things came out of that, you know, since I've been going through it.
Well, all you do, Miss Sylvia, is you walk in humility, you pull a chair and a second chair, and you sit down, and whoever needs prayer, you pray for them. You sit down because, you know, if you have ailments, you just, you know, find something comfortable, a comfortable place and pray. And you say, I'm available to pray for whoever needs prayer.
Oh, but we're
and
not
you
able
make yourself
to do
available.
That.
You're
we're
not,
not able
you're not?
To do that. No, that's what I'm saying. I can, I'm bodily able, but we're not able to do that in the church. So I hit the street. I go to Walmart. I go to different places. Yeah, because if I'm not able to do it there, I can do it somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm sure that in your city, sometimes they have women gathering with prayer and things like that, that it's involving other churches and many churches. Look for things like that, you know. We are the church.
Yes.
The church is not a building. We are the church.
Right.
So,
amen.
So you look for other ways. If people are jealous, you know, you pray for them. You pray for them.
Right.
And you ask God to open their eyes to help them to realize because the enemy is lying to them, and they are part of our family, and we don't want our family to go astray and the enemy be used, you know, to use them. So we got to pray for them at the same time, but we have to be careful ourselves. Not to allow those spirits to come and, you know, stop us from doing God's work.
Yes. Well,
you know, and sometimes people
tonight.
Have to just get out. I'm not suggesting that you get out, but you be led by the Lord until the Lord says, but you better make sure that it's the Lord because many people will do things that they think, like that pastor that I was mentioning, that he moved out. He wanted to start his ministry, but he dishonored the pastor. And the pastor was willing to. Yeah, so you do it because some people end up, you know, when you if you end up in a spirit of jealousy, you end up worse. You end up depressed. You end up losing your ministry. You know,
right.
And you don't want that. You want to do it the way God says. So if God says move, then you better make sure that it's God saying you move. And if you move, it shouldn't be in the same platform that whoever you were in. You need to do it away. So you're doing that. You're going to Walmart. You're doing, you know, praying for whoever needs prayer. So that's a good thing. But continue praying for those around you that may be walking and trying to stop you from doing what God is calling you to do. Amen. Miss Sylvia, you there? Oh, dear. I think I lost her. Yeah. Yeah, she did. I lost her. All right. The next call is 709-500. Your name and where you're from.
This is Dastia from Canada.
Jeff from Canada?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me mute you, and then I'll call you back, okay? I'll unmute you later. Thank you, Lord, for Jeff from Canada. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you use Jeff in a holistic way. The calling that you have on him is a calling that refreshes others. A calling that brings healing. I thank you, Lord, because you're beginning to show him that, and he's walking in his calling, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you we bind that spirit of fear from him, Father God, from operating in what you've called him, Father God, from the things that you have called him. Lord, we just pray that you give him freedom in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, that you help him to move, Father God, and to learn the things that you have, that he'll seek you first in everything that he does. I thank you, Father God, because he's doing it and he's going to do more of that. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for that calling, Father God, that calling that refreshes others. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Are you there?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I'm here. Yes.
How are you?
Good,
this
good.
Is your
how
first
you?
Time calling?
I think my first time calling into your show. I think so, yes.
How do you hear of? From us?
For some reason, I think I saw PND on Google. I can't remember exactly how, but that was like, mm-hmm. I think, 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. And what made you come back to listen to us?
Well, it's refreshing, just like the word you just released to me. My calling about refreshing people, you know, sometimes I like to refresh myself to get connected. That's why I came back.
Okay. So what's going on?
Well, not much. Everything is okay.
Oh, that's good. Well, I see that's what God is doing or is wanting to do in your life, to refresh others. It's through God's word.
Amen.
For some reason, I feel like something is being, you know, cleansed out of your life, and you're on the right track. So I'm guessing that's refreshing has something to do with that. Sometimes what God does with us, we want to do with others. Amen.
Exactly.
And so maybe this is what's happening to you. You're feeling refreshed from the Lord. And you're getting deeper in with the Lord, and you're wanting to share that with others. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
So all the way from Canada. Amen. Wow.
Yes.
Is it cold over there?
It's really cold. Like we had minus 30 sometime. It's crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets cold over here. I work nights, so I know what it is to work in the cold. It's like, oh, no.
Yes.
I mean, even all the layers that you put on, you're still feeling cold. But thank you, Jesus,
exactly.
for that refreshing of Jeff's life, Father God. Let me let you know that I'm just one of the hosts of PGN. PGN is led by Prophet Randy Chandler. He comes on every day. No, I take that back. He comes from Monday through Friday in the evenings. Texas time, it's about, I think, 9 o'clock or something like that. Yeah, like 9 o'clock. And he stays till past midnight. And he ministers to people. He gives a preaching, teaching sometimes, and he ministers and prays for people. You can call this same number, and each night after that, we have other ministers on Fridays. We have LaShawn on Saturday. On Sunday, we have sometimes Sister Felicia and Terrence and Tanisha. We have other ministers during the day before Prophet Randy gets on. We have Nicole on Sundays. We have, you know, there's different hours during the day that, and I'm sorry if I don't remember everybody because I work nights, and so I'm sleeping during the day. But we have many ministers, so you can call the number and check and see if there's anybody on the line and call and, you know, give your praise report, ask for prayer, and join us. We would love to hear from you, Jeff. I'm glad from Canada, all the way from Canada. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Is there anything
you
would like to say? Would you like to give us a testimony?
No, not today. No.
Okay. Well, I hope you come back. You have a blessed week, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed week, too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Jeff from Canada. Okay. 251-229, your name and where you're from.
Hi. This is Sarah from Alabama.
Sarah. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Let me Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I see you, and this is going to sound funny, like you are holding an ice cream cone, and you're offering it to others. You're giving it to others. It's like a treat, a sweet treat, and you're giving it with a smile, and you're It's just the smile, the joy of God in you giving it to people, somebody. I can't see who they are, but I just see you handing it over to them. And so I believe that, I guess, you're in this season where you're handing out and you're giving to others something sweet. It's like an ice cream cone. It almost feels childish. I don't know that. What I'm looking at almost feels like it's a childlike something with a child, maybe. I'm not sure, but I see an ice cream cone, you know, like those old-fashioned ice cream cones and ice cream, and you're offering and you're giving it with a smile. And so I believe that you may not think that as a significant thing, but God is using you. I don't know if it's either with a child, a little kid, or maybe kids. I don't know. I see that in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just pray that whatever age level you're using Sarah, Father God, whether young or old or whoever, Lord, we just thank you for that joy in Sarah, that smile in Sarah, that she's acting like you. She's giving others your love, Father God. Thank you, Father God, because of that sweet love that you have in her, Father God, that she forgets herself and that she thinks about others. I thank you, Lord, that may sound insignificant, but that's where you're at, Father God. You are there in the most sweetest ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that sweetness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let me look for Sarah's number. All right. Are you there, Sarah?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. I'm thankful. For that word and that message, you know, that the Lord has gave you to just bestow upon me. I thank the Lord for not being selfish and want to give to others and share his love, especially at times like these that we're upon. I think everybody needs God in their life. They need love and everything, you know, because the world is so, I guess you want to say, crazy right about now. You know, everybody's doing different things. It may be overseas or here, but the love of God still prevails. And to show God's love to others, that's a big thing in my life too.
Are you working with children, or are you doing ministry, or what is it that you're doing? I don't understand that word that I gave you.
Well, I'm doing more ministering because I'm doing some things with my daughter through the week, but I'm going back to doing children probably in the next month. But right now I'm doing more ministry.
That explains it. That's what it is. So that God has you in a position. You're supposed to be there. You are supposed to be there. Wow. I was like, I can feel something about, I didn't see who the receiver was, but all I saw, you giving an ice cream cone. It was a sweet thing. It was, I could sense a sweetness about it. So that is right. That is what God is saying. Oh, my goodness. So you're on track, sister. You're on track. Thank you,
yeah.
Lord. So he's confirming to you what you already know.
Yes.
Is there a testimony or something that you want to share to uplift other brothers and sisters?
Well, I'm thankful, Father God, to be here. I'm thankful that the testimony is my daughter, Leah. She's getting better. You know, she was going through a little fizz. Yeah, she's. I've been praying for her, especially on PGN. You know,
Jesus.
And God has been working in her life. She's doing more and more acknowledging and studying and realizing that He's number one in her life. So I thank the Lord for that. And my sister and the family are doing good, you know, and others around us that we're able to minister to, we're sharing the gifts of God, you know, and the word of God to them as well, especially
thank you, Lord.
At times
thank
like
you for
these.
That.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, because that brings encouragement to other people to realize that when they call, it takes time sometimes for God to do things, but if they call and they gather, you know, where one is together, when we're all together praying in His name, there He is in our midst, and He hears. And so it's that much powerful when we pray for one another. I'm glad that you're mentioning all the things that God has done for you through the prayers of the saints. So thank you, Jesus. That's encouraging. Thank you, Lord. I'm so happy to hear about your daughter. That is awesome. That's what we need to hear. People, you know, don't think that once God answers your prayers, share it so that builds other people's faith. Thank you, Sarah. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah,
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, I would call in and, you know, and say her name is Leah, and I would pray, and she's getting better. And
yeah, I remember praying
things are
for
looking
her.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember praying for her, too. Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Awesome. That's awesome, woman of God. God is using you and oh, wow, in such a sweet way. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that's a
good one. Yeah, and, you know, it's so amazing because when you were talking about the children, I was like, I'm missing them so much because I took off a little time because Leah and I had some things going on together in the Lord. And needed more closeness in that arena, but I'm missing them so much. I always, you know, be like, that's where I end up all the time. It's through the children, and that's where the love of God is.
Wow. I thought it was strange that I saw that ice cream cone. I was like, what is this about? But I'm going to say it because I know that sometimes I don't say the whole thing that I'm seeing, and then the person starts talking, and I'm like, that's what I was seeing, but I didn't say it. But I'm glad I said it this time, even though it may sound strange. It may sound strange, but it's a confirmation to you and that you know that you're on the right track. This is all Jesus in your life doing all this. So, wow, thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, thank you, Sarah. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, thank you. Not strange, you know, what you're saying, because it's a man of God that I watch on YouTube, his name is Troy Black. He speaks prophetically as well. He just doesn't do shows and everything like we do at PGN. And he uses, I mean, he speaks prophetically, but it's strange things. Like he will say things about New York and things about, you know, the different things God is showing him. And it will be like a whale or something like that. And then he has a brother, and both of them try to figure it out. But then next thing you know, it ends up happening. So it's just, you know, in the word it says something about strange, something confined. I don't want to say everything misquoted, but
all right.
God is in it. You know, He's in it.
Yeah. He uses us in different ways, and we just have to step out and not allow other people through their own jealousies to come in and move that out of us, you know. So I hope you listen to the beginning of what the message that I gave so that you learn to not walk in it and not allow other people to use you in it either, you know, to come against you in what I was speaking about, jealousy. That is very important, especially nowadays. It's a very dangerous spirit that if we don't learn how to recognize it, it can change us. It can change us without realizing it. And I've seen it in other people throughout the years, how it's changed them. And we have to pray for those people, that God gives them grace to get them out of that so that they won't go into false teachings. And, you know, it can happen. I mean, it slowly happens. So, amen. All right, Sarah, I have other callers. And because I leave
okay,
early for work,
I
have a limited time. And I want to make sure I have everybody. I want to bless everybody.
Okay. Okay, well, you're a blessing to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a blessing to hear your testimony. Amen. All right. You have a wonderful week, a blessed week. All right.
Okay,
perfect. All right. 334-590, your name and where you're from?
Jayla.
And you're from?
Yes. I'm originally from Alabama.
Arizona? Oh, Alabama?
I'm from Alabama.
Give me a minute. All right. But you're in Alabama right now?
No, I'm in the New York, New Jersey area.
Oh, I'm from New York. All right. Well, give me a minute, and I'll put you on mute.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord, for Jayla, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the transportation that you give her, Father God. I pray that it be safe transportation, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for transportation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that you're meeting all her needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you, Father God, for Jayla. Thank you, Lord. I just had a slash on the bumper of a car. For some reason, this PGN unmuted too, and I didn't unmute them. They just unmuted themselves. So let me, this thing does some crazy stuff. Now I understand when I hear other people. I'm muting two people. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla, Lord. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus. What I was seeing was, in a flash, I saw it like a bumper of a car. And I'm not sure if it's transportation, some kind of transportation, or either a safety of a transportation or something about a car. All I saw was a bumper of a car, like the front part of a car. And so I pray that, Father God, whatever that is, if it's a transportation for her, whether it's a safety of a transportation, Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name that you protect her or that you supply the needs for that transportation, Father God, that all her needs will be met, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Jayla and what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jayla, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. So you're in the big city. You're from a big city?
Wait, can you say that again? I'm sorry.
You're from Alabama, but you're in New York.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So how is it? How are you doing over there?
I'm doing fairly well. Like, I can really understand why God has led me here. I haven't even been here for, like, a complete year yet. It's been, I want to say, like, 7-8 months since I've been here. But it's just, like, so much that he's, like, been growing me. Like, I'm seeing my purpose and different things on a completely different level being up here. So it's going pretty well. It's been challenging, though, I will say that. But overall, it's been good. Yeah.
I want to say what I saw also, because sometimes I don't understand it all myself. I saw a flash of a book. I'm not sure if you're going back to school or something that's going to be quick and studying something real quick. But I saw you, I saw like a book. So I don't know if it's maybe you're going to take a course that's a quick course or something like that.
Amen. Well,
so
literally,
I
just applied for grad school this past week. So that's interesting. And also in the meantime with me, because the grad school, like after being accepted and everything, God willing that I do get accepted, it starts in the fall. So I was thinking about doing getting certificates and stuff in the meantime. Just to get, certain things under my belt so I can still be able to leverage work and things of that nature. So,
That makes sense. That's probably what I saw, a flash of the book. Like, it was a quick thing, maybe the certificates
mm-hmm.
are quick studies, So that might have something to do with what I saw. So that's still more confirming to you what you're seeing, you're doing. So, move forward in his blessings in the name of Jesus.
Man.
Awesome.
And it's interesting
great.
That you were saying, like, when you saw a bumper, I'm going to have to take that to God more, because I've been thinking about selling my car. Just because I feel like it's kind of not going to be needed that much as I thought it was. Like, I still can get around in my car, don't get me wrong, and things of that nature, and it's still good to have one. But I've been thinking about selling my car because I've also been wanting to get, an electric car as well, to make that transition.
Mm.
But that's really interesting that you...
Yeah, that's
I was literally talking about that.
And it's funny because when I see something, I'll see it and I'll keep seeing it. But with you, I saw the flash of the bumper and the book. So maybe it's something that's going to come and go or come quick. I don't know. Come quickly. I'm not sure, but that's what I saw, how I saw it. So I just pray that God will continue to bless you with your transportation, however it is that he leads you. And that he leads you to the right courses to take, even if they're just for certificates, that it'll be quick and that you'll be blessed and that all your needs will be met in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything else you want prayer for? You want to give a testimony? I love testimonies.
I can say the biggest testimony I can honestly attest to is just sitting in the blessings that God promised me a while ago. I initially graduated from college in 2019. And I knew for a fact God was telling me to move up here. And it's just a lot of different things started to happen. My family didn't really want me to move, and then COVID broke out, and just a lot of different things happened where it's just okay, me doing things my way and not trying to be up here and things of that nature. So I finally decided to follow God and not listen to my family and, different things, or even my own head or my own doubts about being here. And I can honestly say, things have been so much more clear. God is really aligning me with my purpose in a way that I did not necessarily understand, when he was just, things, when God tells you certain things and you just see things come to pass and just you get to see how different working pieces of your life, how this had to happen for that to happen and all that. I'm just starting to see things from a different perspective. So I'm just glad to know and to be able to look back and understand that I'm sitting in the blessing that I was praying for and that God, promised me.
Wow.
So. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, because that even ministered to me. Thank you.
Amen.
See, when you do what God says, even if it looks, because in COVID in New York, you saw all the things that were happening in New York, all the things that were shutting down. And you walk by faith and you listen to God's voice regardless of what everybody else was telling you. You did what God was showing you. And so God is blessing you now. So, wow, thank you, Lord. You wouldn't have seen it if you not had stepped out, right?
Right. That is so true. And I can honestly say thing that really strengthened me was calling into PGN a lot as well. just having somebody, you know, constantly being able to pour into you. And, you know, sometimes you don't even share. That's one thing I love about PGN, too. Before you can even, like, speak and say what might be going on, you can get confirmation, you know, like, right off the bat. It's like, wow, you know. And yeah. I can honestly say that this has been a big part of my journey because I really don't have outside support. And, you know, like, especially, you know, going and trying to follow God and stuff like that, it's met with a lot of resistance. A lot of the time you might not have the support, but PGN has really, really helped me, you know, find my...
Yeah, not everybody is prophetic, but some people are intercessors and they come on and they'll teach something and they'll be prayer warriors. And I mean, so it's all the different giftings that sometimes confirm or help to help you to get to the place where God wants you. And thank you. I love that, how you stated that. That's an awesome way of putting it. And so, yeah, we have a place here where we can come and get prayed for and stay on track, with the things of the Lord. And you don't see that very much in a lot of places. I mean, some places do, but it's a different way here. I mean, and I'm not saying that it's better or anything. It's just, you know, everyone is different. Everybody's different. Every ministry is different. And so I thank you for hearing that. That's very encouraging to all of us that we know that we're touching lives and that this ministry and anyone that wants to join, talk to Prophet Randy, whether you're a prophet or not, whether you know how to pray. There's talents that you all have that God has put in you, and that's not just for you. It's for you to share with the body of Christ. So that said, is there anything else you would like to pray about or share?
Amen. No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jayla. I love that. I love that. That ministered to me. Well, you have a wonderful week, a blessed week, and keep on rolling for the Lord, all right?
Amen. Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Bye. All right. My next caller is 330983, your name and where you're from.
Hello, how you doing?
330.
Yes, this is me. My name is Mimi, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Mimi from Ohio. Okay, Mimi, give me a moment. Yes. I'll mute you, and then I'll come back. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Mimi.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for those, for the beauty.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Mimi, Father God, for that, the beauty from the things in her past that have been ashes, that you're bringing beauty for those ashes, Father God. You're bringing those beautiful things, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for Mimi and using her the way you use her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her life and what you're sharing with her, Father God. Thank you for the things that she will share with others as you transform the things in her life. And thank you, Lord, for that time of refreshing in her life with you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Mimi.
Yes.
Is this Mimi?
Yes,
Mimi.
I'm here.
I saw a table. The Lord, you and the Lord on one side, you on another side, and I saw flowers. I saw these little flowers, and I saw drink, these something, you know, bubbly drinking, and the Lord is sharing that time. You're sharing that time with the Lord, and He's making something beautiful. It's the color of the table was bright. It was like spring-like. It was like a spring tone or something like that. You know, like when springtime comes, like you're rekindling your love with Him, and you're spending that time with Him. He's changing those things that were ashes into beauty. So there was that beauty in that table and that refreshing between you and Him. It's like you're spending time with Him,
And so the Lord is doing something in you, and he's going to use you also to share that. So what you're going through with him, and God is going to have you share that with others. I don't know if it's already happened or it's going to happen. I'm not sure about that, but that's what I saw, that there was, you know, this communion between you and him at a table, a beautiful spring table with flowers and a bubbly drink. There's a little bubbly drink, and it, you're sharing that time together, enjoying. It's like a refreshing time between you and the Lord. Amen. How are you, Mimi?
I'm fine. What a beautiful vision.
Yes, I'm not sure if you're already spending time with the Lord, but whatever it is, it's going to be a beautiful time between you and him. So what's going on, Mimi?
Yeah, I'm trying to spend more time with him. Sometimes, you know, I have this feeling I don't want to pray, don't want to read the Bible. So I don't know if that's the devil attacking me, but I'm trying to spend more time with him.
Well, sometimes when we spend time and we set that time, we feel like it's like drudgery, but it shouldn't be. It's a time where you're refreshed. Yeah, and so you have to see it that way, the way he's shown it to me about you and him, that he's going to refresh you. He's going to refresh you. It's like that time, you know, have you ever been to a restaurant that they have it outdoors?
Oh, yes.
And you're just there with a friend. Have you ever seen it in movies where... the French have their tables outside, and friends come out and they eat outside and they just talk and have a refreshing time, and it feels so good. So that's what it's going to be with you and the Lord. It's just a time between you and him. You go to your kitchen table or little table that you may have, and it's just you and him, and let him talk to you and have that refreshing. He wants to refresh you. Because I didn't see Jesus have a cup. I saw you with a bubbly, refreshing drink with beautiful flowers there. So don't look at it as a time where it's, you know, oh, I have to seek the Lord. No, it's me and you. You talk to him all the time. You talk to him. I talk to him all the time. I don't wait for that moment to be in communion with him. I'm talking to him as I'm working and as I'm walking. I'm talking to him. I'm, Lord, do you see this? Lord, this, Lord, that. And I'm talking to him like my friend. I'm telling him everything, how I feel and what I'm feeling, even if it's right or wrong. And I allow the Lord to show me how to think right or to give me more on what that situation's about. So I'm always talking to him, but there's times when he just refreshes you when you're reading the word. It's like, oh, it's so good. It's like, have you ever had a refreshing summer drink?
Yeah.
And it's bubbly, and it's maybe a sparkling lemonade, and you're drinking, and it just refreshes you, and you feel all good all around. So the Lord is going to give you words. He's going to refresh your soul. He's going to refresh your spirit. Mm. Gonna refresh you, okay?
Amen.
So just look at it that way. Say that.
I got a question. How do I know if I actually have the Holy Spirit?
Okay. You received the Lord, right?
Yes.
You told him you wanted him in your life, right?
Yes.
Okay. So by faith, you walk in that. And daily, you talk to him like you would, like you would a friend, like he is your God. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and it's in seeking him. You don't treat God, at least I don't treat God with disrespect. I treat God with respect, and when I come before him, I do it respectfully. Not like people, you know, like he's my friend, he's my pal, and this and that, and they reduce God to something that he isn't. He is God. He is God, but he's a God of love. He wants to help us. He wants to, and as you grow closer to him, you're going to start learning different things about yourself and about the relationship with him. But you have to start doing that, and then you'll know him, and then you'll feel him, and you'll sense his presence.
And there's different stages, just like a child and an adult. There's different stages to that. But the enemy sometimes wants to make us fear of our relationship. Just the fact that you want to know that you, if you have God and your relationship, that shows your love for him, that you're concerned mm-hmm. about that you want to, you know, that to me shows that you're on the right track. You're okay. But you have Amen. To do something to talk to him. If you have a friend, don't you talk to them? Or you just say, oh, yes. that's my friend, and you never talk with them. You mm-hmm. talk to them. You spend time in the Word finding out what he's trying to say, what he says. That's how you know, you know, sometimes he speaks audibly. He does it in different ways. But the most common way is reading your Word, the Word of God. And you Amen. Read it from the beginning to the end. It's always good to read through the Bible, and sometimes the Lord will lead you to certain books or certain studies, and he'll teach you different things, and he'll repeat it year after year, and it'll go deeper and deeper, and you'll have a deeper understanding of what you didn't know when you were younger, and then it gets deeper and deeper and deeper, and you have more of an understanding, but it's so vast. I mean, you're not going to, the more you know, the more you're going to know, I don't know nothing. And that God is so awesome and so big that, you know, he is truly who he says he is. He is God, and there is nobody to compare to him. So you're on the right track, but spend time with Jesus, because he wants to refresh you.
Amen. Amen. Start speaking in tongues. I know that's one of the signs.
Speaking in tongues?
No, that's what I said. I would love to.
Okay, you can even do that by yourself. Just praise him. Start praising him at home. I'll give you my testimony. I wanted that because I saw this preacher on TV. And by the way, I used to criticize him at first. I was like, all you want is money. And every morning I would sit there really early in the morning after I would drop off my husband to work. I would come home and I would turn him on. And I learned a lot. And he spoke about speaking in tongues. And I said, I want that, but I felt like I'm kind of scared to receive something that I don't know. But then the Lord showed me that it wasn't a bad thing, that it was a good thing. And so I spoke with somebody over the phone, and it didn't come. But then that week, I said, I'm gonna spend time with the Lord just worshiping. And I told him I wanted the tongues. And as I worshiped in my kitchen, I kid you not, the rivers of living water started coming from my belly up. And I started speaking really fast in tongues because I was worshiping him. And I sensed some presence there, and I believe they were angels because the angels worshiped the Lord. And that scared me, so I stopped. And then I told somebody about it, and they said, no, don't, you have nothing to worry about. So I continued, and they kept coming out. And so I love to encourage people to pray and to worship the Lord, because sometimes people will stop you from that. I remember this one lady telling this other girl, oh, well, then it's not for you. And I had received the Lord. I had received the tongues, and I said, no, it is for you. It is for you. The Lord gave it to me. It's for you. Keep praying. And do you know that night she got her tongues? And it had nothing mm-hmm. to do with me. I just encouraged her. And she just kept worshiping the Lord. So you keep your time of worship and prayer, just worship him and love on him, and let him know you want to be filled.
So when you worship him, what do you do? Just say,
sing songs to him, put worship music. You worship to him. You're singing to him. You're telling him your heart. You're telling him how awesome he is. And at first it seems mechanical, but you keep on doing it, and then your spirit man takes over, and something happens there. And then it's, you know how the old-time pumps in the farms where they used to have to crank them up, and the water
yes.
would come from down yep. in the well, and you wouldn't see it, but you had to keep priming it until finally that yep. water came out? Well, that's sort of like, that's the best explanation I can give, where as you're worshiping him, that water is coming up. You may not see it at first, but as you do it more and more, it starts coming. And next thing you know, it will come out. You have to believe it by faith. It'll come out. You don't see it, but in your faith, that's the substance of the things that you're hoping for, right? So you keep praying and and it'll come out. And so me encouraging you is helping you a little more. I remember a song that would say, spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see.
I'm going to sing that song, too.
Open doors and the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Oh, man, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit all over me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love this song. Oh.
Yeah, I love that song. You know, I used to teach that to the kids when in children's church and songs like that. So, you know, it comes from your inner man, from the inside out, and that is a manifestation of what you have. Just because you don't speak it doesn't mean you don't have God. You have God. Doesn't matter with tongues or without tongues. You have God because of what you believe. You received him. You're walking your life for him, right? So
yes.
Those are just manifestations of things already that's already operating in your life. It's already there. It's already there. Just keep praising him, worshiping him. Before you know it, it's going to come out, or maybe in a service, blah, you'll blast out. I remember a sister who was Baptist, and she didn't know about tongues, but she loved the Lord so much, and she was in the worship, in the choir. And do you know, she started speaking in tongues, but they didn't speak in tongues in her church. So you know what they did? They told her, hey, there's a church down the street that... that speaks in tongues, you may want to go over there. She ends up coming with us. And so she was, nobody led her. She just, the love that she had for the Lord, that the Lord filled her up and she started speaking in tongues. And nobody knew how to help her. Her name is Cynthia. I remember her so well. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it. Thank you. You've been a lot of help.
All right. Well, God bless
you.
You have a blessed week, okay?
Well, you too. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lord. 720-620, your name and where you're from. Denver? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. 720-620.
Veronica from Colorado.
Okay, Veronica. Father God, let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Veronica, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, Lord. Thank you for the things that you are placing in her hands, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the things you're placing, agreements that you're placing in her hands. Lord, bless her and her family. And help her, Father God. Father God, for the new beginnings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Veronica.
Yes.
Are you there, Veronica?
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as I started talking to you, I saw like somebody signing something. Like, you know, I'm seeing the tail end of the signature, like somebody signing something. And then I saw the document. I'm not sure if you're signing something, a document. I don't know what it is, but I wanted to let you know that it is not bad to ask for help. That doesn't make you weak. That it makes you a humble person, knowing that God uses other people to bless us. Okay? So don't look at things that way. I'm not sure what the document is all about, what that signature is all about, but I saw a document and like somebody signing, like I didn't even see a hand. I just saw the signature being put on, like a signature. I don't know if there's some changes in your life and you're going to be signing some paperwork or something.
for something new that God is going to do for you. That's all I know. I can't give you more because I don't understand it. How are you? Oh.
We are trying to set up two lamps, and we're getting ready with documents and signatures. Yeah, and yeah, we had it for so many years, and we got invaded by homeless in our land, and there was no way we can take them out because the deed was in our name. So the only way we can get them out is by selling them. So we are selling both lands tomorrow or Monday, and we didn't want to sell them, but we have to sell them. So the homeless can get out of it, and we can clean up some trash and some stuff they left behind.
You know, that's funny because just yesterday I saw a video of a man that had, he was being kind to these homeless people and let them in his house, but because they wanted to take over his land, he had to get them kicked out. I don't remember. I didn't watch the whole thing, but eventually he got his place back and he remodeled it and all that. But I feel like in your case, that's what God is showing me, the signature and the documents. Maybe that's the way out to this. There's a reason for it, and it's from the Lord.
Yeah.
So it's just a confirmation then that's the Lord.
Thank
you.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yes.
Goodness. Well, new beginnings.
We want to benefit.
I don't understand.
We want to benefit the community around. We want to benefit the community around and clean up the space. And we were planting a homeless camp, but we give out the hand and they took the leg and they took more and more and more and more. And now it was a lot of damage.
Yeah, well, just explain that the guy learned that, Veronica, if you want to do that ever again, the way you do it is that you lease a contract. That's the way you protect yourself. You never give somebody something free to live in because then they can take it. So if you have a contract, by law, that'll protect you. But in this case, I guess the signature means that God wants you to, this is the way to protect yourself. I don't know.
Yes,
but do know that if that's in your heart, do that. But always, even if it's just $10 or $5 or whatever they can afford, you do a contract for them to rent there.
Yeah. Mhm. Amen.
Where there's legal signatures. Okay.
Yes.
That's something
Thank
to think about in the future.
We'll learn.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk over you. It's that there's always a delay over the phone. You go ahead.
Oh, sir. Yeah, we learned the hard way.
Well, nobody, you know, but there's got to be a reason why God is allowing you to do it this way. So God is good. Wow, I'm glad. I'm happy for you. Anyway, is there anything else, a testimony you want to give us?
You want to pray for my daughters? They're right here.
Okay.
Joanna.
Okay, what are their names?
Joanna?
Uh-huh. And who else?
Selma and Brianna.
Selma and what?
And Brianna.
And Brianna, okay. Thank you, Father God, for Veronica's daughters. And Father God, we just pray, Father God, that you bless them, that you protect them, Father God, and you lead them and guide them, Lord, into all truth, Father God. And we just pray for Joanna, Selma, and Brianna. Lord, thank you, Lord, Father God, that for Veronica's heart of a mother, Father God, I pray that you give Veronica wisdom to know what to give her daughters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just pray a special protection over these girls, Father God, that wherever they go, that you protect them, keep them from the evil hands, Father God, that want to come and do things that is not pleasing to you, Lord. We just pray for your angels to be round about them, Father God. I just pray that you guide them in school, that you give them good teachers and you give them favor with your teachers, Father God. As they learn, Father, in the name of Jesus, give them favor.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, sister.
Amen.
Thank you so all right. much. You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. 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 All right. Let's see. Let me look at these numbers because sometimes they jump around. Okay. All right. Okay, give me 1 minute because I got to see which one comes next. I don't want to jump anybody. All right. The next one is 804218, your name and where you're from.
I'm Angie, and I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Angie.
Yes.
All right, Miss Angie. Give me a minute, and let me put you on hold. Hold on. Father God, thank you, Lord, for Angie from Virginia. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What I'm seeing is like the side of a mountain, like springtime over that mountain, like flowers, many flowers on that mountain, and it's like if you're walking in that mountain, sort of like a sort of like trying to get closer to the Lord, sort of like that, like going up that mountain, and there's beauty all around it. I sense that you're going up, you're trying to ascend up to the things of God, and you're finding all this beauty all around you, and that is of the Lord. The Lord is doing that for you, and he's showing you the beauty of holiness. And he's showing you different things as you climb up, ascend up the mountain of the Lord. And I see you enjoying yourself. I see you enjoying yourself. It's almost like I'm gonna say this, but you know, because if I don't say it, then later on it might come out and I didn't say it. It's almost like it's like you're saying, this is groovy, man. It's almost like a hippie, you know, enjoying nature, that beauty of spending time with the Lord, that you're just enjoying it, just, you know, like people enjoy nature, remember back in the old days that people, you know, just love the things of nature and people spend time in that to get closer to God, and sometimes that is a good thing. That is a good thing, just staying quiet before the Lord, in areas like that to just meditate and think and talk to the Lord. And that's all I'm getting. That's all I'm getting. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hey, Miss Angie.
I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida?
I'm from Richmond, Virginia, but I packed my stuff up and hit the road.
Okay, so, well, I'm seeing you, like, you know, on the side of a mountain going up, and you're seeing all these
That's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, exactly.
Like, I saw the yellow
I'm not going up a mountain, but I'm going to different places to hit the different revivals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is really going up the mountain.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna find you in a deeper level than where I see you now. we're going deep diving.
Or high rising, whichever way
you want to look at it. High rising or deep diving. I don't care which direction
thank
we got to go.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 You leave me speechless. Oh, my. Are you having fun?
I'm having a blast. I'm actually with people that were my friends, and they left and moved to Florida over about 20 years ago. And, it's like we've never been apart.
Oh, that's awesome.
They have a beautiful family. They have that beautiful family. They have the horses. And, I mean, it's just a beautiful family. It's just good and refreshing to see, you know.
Oh, wow.
The faithfulness and the goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that explains the hippie part.
Yeah. Yep, I even got stuff to throw in the back seat if I have to take a nap. I'm hippieing it out.
Oh, wow.
I come with a plan A, a B, and a C.
I go, like, what does a hippie have to do with the mountain and the flowers? I'm trying to, Lord, what are you doing here? Oh, that makes sense. So you're on the right track, sister. I don't know what it is that God is doing in your life, but you're on the right track. The Lord is confirming it. You keep seeking the Lord, and then when you come back, do share. Do share.
I call in from time to time to, you know, make sure I'm still on track. You know.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to make sure. You know, I said, God, I'm not going back until there's a change. I don't care where we get it or how we get it. We're going to get it. We ain't coming back.
Wow. Well, yeah.
And I'm not running away. I'm running, too. There's a difference.
Yeah. No, that's what I saw. You're going up. But at the same time, when you're going up, you're enjoying it. That's what I was seeing, that you were seeing beauty around
you.
Yeah,
I'm having a blast. I'm having a blast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just going to stop here for a couple of days. I was just going
to
stop here for a couple of days. No, I've been here 10 days. They said I could just stay here. I don't have to go home.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? I said, I'm not going to scare you. I am going home, but I don't know when. That might scare you. One of them kind of house guests. When you going home? I don't know.
So are you logging? Are you writing everything down on a journal, what you're learning?
Actually, yes, I am journaling, taking notes or working on. I'm working on some things that, you know, might have been.
Wow. Well, I wish I could do that.
I'm working on some things that may need some healing spots, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, whatever it is, the Lord's taking you. And you're going higher in him, and that's a good place to be. So enjoy yourself, I'm glad you're still calling us from wherever you're at and letting us know. It's like, where is Elmo? Where's Elmo?
Yeah, where's she landing today? But I think I'm going to head out and head a little further south in Florida tomorrow, you know, and I told them that, you know, if I get in trouble, I'll be running back.
Well, hopefully you got some stuff that the Lord is showing you. And remember, don't be stagnant waters. Do share. Share around everywhere you go the things that you learn, okay? Is there anything else you want to tell us?
No, I was just calling in and say, oh, it's Carmen's night. I'm going to talk to Carmen.
It's always a pleasure, ma'am.
And I knew that I'd get some giggles and a laugh, and I knew you would be on target. I was just making sure I was.
Oh my goodness.
So
yeah.
Lots of love and I enjoy you and, you know, if I could give you a hug, I would. Don't give me your address. I might show up.
Oh, great. mountain. The real mountain.
That's
for
right.
Some reason, I'm like feeling like spring is in the air, although it's been cold. Trust me, because I work at night and it's freezing at night, and I look like a bundled up bear. I'm all from top to bottom. I'm all covered up in long johns and everything, and I'm waiting for that springtime to come. So, well, you enjoy yourself. Keep on learning the things of the Lord. Know we love you, and keep calling, and have a blessed week, Miss Angie.
You too. I love you. Good night.
Love you. Bye-bye. All right. I got 903-918. Your name and where you're from.
Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Okay. Give me one moment and I'll mute you. And then I'll come right back to you. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the things that you're showing Michelle, Father God, that you're guiding her and you're leading her, Father God, to in your word, Father God, and you're directing her. You're directing her path, Father God. I'm not sure what this is all about, but I see a Bible. I see an arrow, like almost like the Lord is telling you to go, I guess, into maybe the New Testament or something. Like there's an arrow, like not where you're at, but go back, go back, go back. I guess it's the Old Testament, and there's something there that you are needing to understand so that you could understand what you're reading presently. And so that is what I'm seeing. I thank you, Lord, for Michelle's Bible time, the time that she spends with you, and I thank you for the understanding, the wisdom that she's gaining from reading your word, and the counsel that she's reading, that she's getting from your word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, amen. That's what I saw. I saw like I was seeing like an arrow, like a blinking arrow showing you to go to the front part of the Bible. I don't know. Maybe there's something that you're reading now and you have to read it in the Old Testament. There's some understanding that the Lord is trying to give to you of his word. But that's what I got. I saw the word, and it has to do with God's word. Is there something
Amen.
That you're reading currently and you're not having understanding about?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
It is.
Well, that's... Okay, well, that's what I was saying, that you're going to get some of the answers by going to the New Testament. Something relating to what you're reading now is going to be confirmed or maybe clarified to you in the New Testament.
Okay.
That's what I was getting. Okay. That's
okay.
Basically what I was getting. So you're getting into the Word of God, huh?
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's good. So how's your week been, Miss Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing good?
Yeah. I'm doing good.
Do you have any testimonies for us?
I don't have a testimony, but it's just keeps coming to me about direction, and I just need to know where God wants me to be. I pray about it, and I move on from it. You know, I try to move on from it and things, and it just keeps coming back to me. And I just, I don't want it to be me. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I said when I was prophesying to you. When I was seeing that arrow, I go, for
mm-hmm.
your direction, that God will give you direction. So maybe there is something that you're reading that God was going to give you that direction as you're reading in the New Testament. I don't know where it is that he wants you to read it, but all I know is that you're going to get some understanding of that direction that you need. Because I saw that. I saw the arrow, and I prayed it for direction, that God will give you that direction. So that probably has something to do with that.
Okay.
And so as you spend time with him there and studying the New Testament concerning whatever it is that you're reading right now, I'm not sure. I think that you're going to get your answers there in the New Testament for some reason.
Okay.
Because that's where that arrow was blinking. It was going blinking, like, turn the page over. It's in the front. It's more to the front. And what's in front of New Testament? Right? So,
yeah.
I mean, I can't give you more because that's all I'm seeing. So I guess this is what you're trying to ask about. Your answers are probably going to be there. He's going to speak to you through his word. Amen. Just keep calling. We'll keep praying.
I believe
Yeah, go on, go on.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead and say what you were saying.
No, it's all right. No, no, go ahead, go ahead. That's quite all right.
I was just saying, yeah, that's what it is. He's going to give me clarity. That's why he's telling me to go to the New Testament.
So let me pray for you so that God can continue to give you whatever it is that you need, that direction. Father, you hear your daughter, Michelle, Lord. You know that she needs direction, Father God. She needs to hear you clearly, Lord. We just pray, Father God, that in her time with you, Father God, that you speak to her clearly, or that you, through some avenue or through her cross-referencing of learning something about something that she's learning right now. Lord, we just pray that you make it easier for her, that she will be make it clear to her so that she could see what it is that you're trying to tell her, Father God, and that it'll make sense to her and that she'll connect what we're telling her that you're saying, Lord, that she'll connect this. And that you will give her that wisdom for that, that she will be guided by your spirit. We thank you, Lord, because her heart is for you and her ways are wanting your ways. She's seeking you first. She's seeking you first, and she knows that seeking you, everything else will be added on. And we thank you for that, Father God. We just ask you to bless her through the week and keep her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anything else, a testimony? You don't have a testimony
No,
for me?
That's it.
Okay. All right, Michelle. It's nice to hear you. Always
nice to hear from you, too.
All right. Well, God bless you, my dear.
God bless you, too.
Good night. Good night. All right. I have other callers on the line, but your hands are not raised up, so I won't be able to pick up your call. So if you dial 1 on your keypad, it'll bring you into the queue. It'll say, you're now in the queue. So we have callers there, and we have other people on the line. If not, I'll play some music. And if that's it, then I'll end the show. But let me play some more music. Let's see.
I can hear the rhythm of the lion of the tribe. change, everything can be shaken. Once again, I will break everything that can be broken. Once again, I will change everything that can be shaken. Once again, I will break everything that can be broken. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? 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 Are you ready? Are you ready?
People Get Ready from Misty Edwards. Well, I see a lot of people on the line, but nobody has their hands up. So I'm just going to end the show. Please listen to the beginning of the show. Once the show finishes, it'll archive. It's either not today, tomorrow, because sometimes there's a delay on Blog Talk for some reason. That the shows won't come on until tomorrow. And so listen to that message earlier about jealousy so you can learn to identify it in your own lives and identify those that are coming at you with that spirit of jealousy, how to pray against that and how to pray for those that are in that. Well, God bless you. I think I'm going to end the show now. And that's all for tonight. God bless you. If there's nobody else that wants a prayer and prophecy, I'll be ending the show right now. Well, God bless you. Have a blessed week in Jesus' name. Good night.